Good morning, brothers and sisters. I do not want us to lose the timeline that is in this text. Over these last 3 days, we've only actually covered just a few hours in this word and prayer service. Jesus' capture, the trial at the Sanhedrin, Peter's denial, and now the trial with Pontius Pilate has only happened in a few moments. The Jews, in breaking their customs and regulations, they swept Jesus off in the middle of the night to hold a sham of a trial with the high priest. And when Jesus states that he is the Christ, they spit on him, they punch him, slap him, and desire to seek his death. Now, this past Sunday, we just celebrated the King Jesus' triumphant entry into the holy city. And today, we see him on trial in front of Pontius Pilate. Oh, how the fickle crowds run. One day they see a king, and the next they seek his death. Through this trial, we see that Jesus is the King of truth and the Son of Man who is exchanged for the sons of mankind. Pastor Jordan Green on Monday talked about control. God is in control of everything that is happening. Jesus even predicted these very moments in the other Gospels. Jesus specifically said in his prediction of his death that he would be handed over to the scribes and the chief priests who would declare death on him and then hand him over to the Gentiles to finish their judgment. We are going to look at the truth that Jesus reveals in this trial and the reaction to those revelations. First, we see that Jesus reveals his kingship. After the Jews deliver Jesus to Pontius Pilate, they are unable to deliver any true charges to him, and they make it clear that they just want Jesus dealt with. Pontius moves inside to question Jesus, and immediately we see Jesus take control or stay in control as he answers Pontius's first question with a question for Pilate. Jesus then ultimately responds with, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world." Jesus is an alien king, not of this world. What he means here is not that his kingdom is from some far-off planet. He is actually saying, my kingship does not come from the land I own, the people I rule, or some government structure that has allowed me to be in power. No, the source or the origin of his kingship is truly not of this world. Or, as it is said in John 8, you are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. This is asserting the divine nature of his kingship. The kingdom of which he rules is truly above everything. The kings of this world would have armies to protect and fight for them. Jesus does not rule by force or might, unlike Pontius Pilate, whose entire authority really comes from the army that is standing behind him. Even still, Pilate misunderstands his answer, and he says, so you are a king? And Jesus responds, you say that I am king. Jesus continues to explain his distinct kingship purpose, where he shows us, he reveals to us his kingdom of truth. He says, for this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. Jesus has come to bear witness to the truth, and those who are of truth listen to him. This is witnessed throughout the works of Jesus Christ, as we have clear evidence of that throughout the Gospel of John. Here's just a few of those. John 1:14 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 4, 23 through 24 says, "But the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." John 8, 31 through 32 says, "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" John 14, 6, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And we also see in a prayer from Jesus to his Father, where he says, "Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given the words that you have gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth." That was John 17, 7, 8, and 16 through 17. Jesus came to be a king and to testify truth to the word, to the world. Jesus is the king of truth, testifying the truth of God, of salvation, and of judgment. And this is how Jesus brings subjects into his kingdom. Only those who rightly relate to God, to truth itself, can grasp Jesus' witness to the truth. Pastor Jordan Green said it is fitting that Jesus is captured in the garden on Monday. It is also fitting that Jesus fights a battle of truth and lies, light and darkness. Humanity fell to the lies of a serpent. It is fitting that our Savior fights this battle and wins this war with truth. Now, I do want to say one brief thing about Pilate before we get to the reaction of the Jews. The beginning of verse 38 is taken multiple ways. Is it a sign that Pontius is seeking truth in Jesus? Some say Pilate wasn't seeking Jesus as truth, but merely asking a philosophical question that we do not get a direct answer to. More likely, though, some of you might remember a little sarcastic phrase, especially millennials, whatever. Anytime you didn't agree or didn't understand, or you just wanted to be done with a conversation in the early 2000s, you just say, whatever. This seems to be what Pilate has done here. He sighs, he says, whatever. And we see immediately after he said this, he went back outside to the Jews. This is a frustrated Pilate who did not want to take on the burden of this trial in the first place. He clearly is not among those who hear truth. However, he does not see Jesus as guilty, but knows that he has to deal with his Sanhedrin problem anyways. Pilate tells the Jews, "I find no guilt in him, but you have a custom that I should release one man for you at the Passover. So do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. Pilate finds no guilt in Jesus, and he knows that this will not satisfy the Jewish leaders. So therefore he gives them an option. More about this custom is written in other gospels, but there is not much historical data about how this tradition works or other clear points in scripture about what this exactly is. But there is a reference in the Mishnah, which is a Jewish text that contains all rabbinic law, that speaks of a Passover lamb being slaughtered for a variety of people, including one whom they have promised to bring out of prison. Those that promised would be referring to some sort of other ruling body than the Jews. Hence, foreign nations seem to recognize the custom, as we see Pilate do here, of allowing a Passover lamb to be slaughtered in exchange for a variety of people, including prisoners the foreign government would be willing to release. It is not lost on me that in denying the truth that Jesus witnesses to, The Jews do not see that Jesus is truly their king. Not only that, but they exchange Jesus, the shepherd, their king, for Barabbas, a robber. Quite literally sending Jesus to the slaughter as a Passover lamb, according to their tradition. The name and title of the prisoner are important in this exchange. The title robber is more likely akin to a murderer or a terrorist. They exchange a king, a shepherd, a truth teller, for someone who will terrorize, kill, and steal. They name Barabbas, which quite literally means in the Greek, son of a person named Abba, father. Son of a person named father. By stating it twice and calling Jesus simply this man, in denial of Jesus, the exchange of the king for a robber, we see that the Jews have exchanged the son of the father for a son of a father. Jesus is the king of truth and the son of man who is exchanged for the sons of mankind. Jesus is the true king, the one who witnessed to truth. And this room, this morning, is likely filled with those who have heard that truth. Jesus is clearly in control. As the Jews deny Jesus and exchange him as the Passover lamb for this murderer. Brothers and sisters, it is easy to be disgusted that our King Jesus was exchanged for Barabbas, isn't it? I mean, does this feel like justice to you? Was justice done in this moment? No. And yet, we were all Barabbases. We were all guilty sinners, sentenced to death, who have been saved by an innocent Jesus, who absorbed our penalty on the cross. This week, remember what you have been saved from, who you were saved by, and how can you continue to spread the truth of Christ to the world today. This is the grace of the gospel, and none of us deserve it. Let us pray.